We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's Freaky Friday.
It's Freaky Friday.
It's freaky. Call in now. 800-585-1051.
Hey, look, we're on
my. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Lauren LaRosa, with us this morning.
Busting
and it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
Freaky, Freaky Friday.
Part of the
and
show
freaky,
where I judge
freaky
y'all.
Friday question. Comes from our producer. Now, our producer is a little overweight.
A little. Now, listen, I don't want nobody to think that we're shaming our coworkers the way Lizzo is being accused of shaming her coworkers.
Lizzo again.
Okay? We're not, I'm just saying, we're not doing that. He calls himself the president of the Fat Lives Matter Committee, and his name also reflects the fact he's overweight. We're just not allowed to put him on camera now. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't have any cameras big enough yet. But soon as we get...
we need a wider shot.
We need a wider
That's
shot.
That's messed up.
We need. You see him. You see him. But he said sent a nude picture to his girlfriend. And his girlfriend sent back the emoji that when you think something is disgusting, when it's green and like the mouth is like blown up with air in it.
That's messed up because she's seen you in person nude. So...
Well, maybe she felt like that in person, too, but it's different when you see a picture.
How are y'all in a relationship, then?
Maybe she closes her eyes.
No.
Yo.
No.
So let's open up the phone.
He worked at the radio station. He ain't got that much money for her to close her eyes.
800-585-1051. Let's start with you, Lauren. Has this happened to you?
I've never gotten a response to a pic that was bad, but the fact that I sent it in the person... So this is when I was in my, like, I cheat back days.
Uh-oh.
I sent a nude to somebody. It was a great one. And then the person I was with at the time found out that I sent the nude. His response wasn't the best.
You think, Lauren?
Yeah.
It
was pretty bad.
You think?
But other than that, I've never had a bad experience in nudes. I take pride in what I send just in case they ever hit the internet. Like,
you
literally.
Talk about this so nonchalantly. That's your generation. That's your era.
Yeah. I mean, because the truth of the matter is, like, with the internet, anything can make it anywhere. So when you send it, you got to know what you send it. So I'm always making sure the material is, like, A1.
Why send it? Like, don't you realize nudes can come back to haunt you in life?
Mine won't. That's what I'm telling you. Mm. My nudes, you could publish them in a book of art.
You know what? I also believe that in this era that we're in, I don't think, like, jobs and stuff will hold that against people anymore just because it's become so norm.
But also, too, if you publicly post my nude, that you're a criminal at that point. That is, like...
It's not mine to post?
No, I mean, it depends on how you're posting
it. If you send it to me?
If, say, for instance, if, like, you and your person separate and you post it out of spite and you're upset...
Yeah, that's revenge porn.
Yeah, I could get a lawyer and play me if you want to, no matter how good they look.
Okay, so what if I post it and say, look at this work of art. I'm going to miss her. You know what I mean? We not together no more, but man, I'm going to miss her.
Doesn't my reaction to it matter? Like, if I say, we talked about this not ever supposed to be posted, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, get that in writing.
I'm not really tripping because, like I said, I make sure, and I think most girls make sure that what you're sending is quality work and piece of art. If not, you don't know what you're doing.
Let's go to the phone lines.
Yeah, because there's no need for me and Envy to answer this question because I was born in 1978. We were born in the 1900s.
You don't do that in your marriage?
No, y'all away from each other? We for what?
I FaceTime.
Oh, I don't even do that.
Okay, all right. Envy FaceTime said, live and in action.
I don't even That's do right. that. What? Like, we grew up in a time where we didn't have those kind of devices. You saw what you saw, and you saw it when you saw it. Okay?
You see this right here? That sticky fingers last night, me and the wife. Oh, but let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
I'm calling What's HR. Up, y'all? I didn't need that. No. Me and Lauren didn't need that. You want father suit, Lauren?
I watched you be traumatized. That was disgusting. I'm so sorry, Carly.
That was disgusting, man. Why would he do that, Lauren?
I don't know. It hit you differently, too.
Lord have mercy.
He was a little jealous, right,
I think so. I think so.
I'm sorry, sir. How are you, sir? I'm disgusted.
Oh, good.
I feel like our producer's girlfriend. I'm blessed, brother.
All right.
What's up, brother?
Highly favored. So I had a situation where I had a side chick for a little while, and she basically asked me for a nude one day. So I sent her the nude, and I'm a pretty skinny dude. And she replied with the weirdest thing ever. She goes, my mom said that the only reason why your personality is so big is because you're skinny.
What?
Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
You're Caucasian, right?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Can I ask you a question?
Puerto Rican. Okay, salute all. I knew you weren't black because you said that you had a side chick and black men don't cheat. Okay, we'll continue.
On what?
Okay.
Continue. I was right. When I'm right, I'm right.
On what is always going to be my response. But can I ask you a question? When she was saying that, was she saying that everything she saw in the photo was skinny? That's why she went to your personality?
Well, no. What she said was, she goes, my mom said that the only reason why you're so big is because it's an optical illusion.
Talking about your penis?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, because you said personality at first.
Yeah, yep.
I don't know if y'all, you know, so why you ain't, what words you're accepted on.
So what you were supposed to do is try your mama.
What?
Because clearly she showed mom.
I went back to the house the next day and I took care of her mom.
In real life? Is this a lie?
I explained to her the situation.
Yeah, this is a lie.
Goodbye, sir.
See, black men, Puerto Rican men cheat. They lie. You hear this? Puerto Ricans, y'all need better representation this morning.
You the one that led them to the mom, black man.
Hello, who's this?
What, it's RJ.
Hey, RJ, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace, RJ. How are you, queen?
I am blessed, black, and beautiful.
There you go. So we're asking, have you ever sent a picture to somebody and you didn't get the reaction you wanted?
So, no, I have not. But my husband, I guess he was filming this stuff, sent me a pic last week.
Ooh.
And I responded, he's an ass. He asked, baby. He need lotion. Go to work with him or something.
And what did he reply back?
He just sit back the whole laughing face across the screen.
And you should have told him, ain't nothing funny. Go get you some goddamn Jergens. Awesome goddamn
he
gold.
He was dry. He looked dehydrated or something. He had just got out of the shower.
He thought he got out moisturized. It was doing you a favor.
I know.
He did. You know, you first get out of the shower, you feel your best.
He thought he was fresh. Damn.
Well, I just want to take a moment and say I love y'all. I listen to y'all every morning. Keep doing what you're doing and keep pushing forward.
We appreciate you, Queen.
Thank you, Mama. 800-585-1051. We're asking one of our producers. He's a little overweight. He's
Could you stop saying
a
little?
Picture to his girlfriend.
Could you stop saying
What's
a little?
What's the correct term?
A lot overweight. All right.
Okay. He's a lot overweight.
Yes.
He sent a naked to his girl, and his girl didn't give him the reply that he wanted. He was kind of embarrassed. So we're asking, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever sent your significant other a picture and it didn't hit like it was supposed to?
And let the record show. Show, though, he came in this room and wanted to do this topic. And when he said what he said to us, when he said, yo, I sent the nude, first thing I said was, why would you ever do that?
I mean, if the person's already seen you naked in person, like, it doesn't matter. I feel like a horrible person sitting next to you today. You don't got nowhere to poly stuff.
Let's discuss. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1. It's Freaky Friday. Goddamn.
Hey, look, where are my freaks at?
Call in now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about one of our overweight producers.
There you go.
He sent a naked picture to his girlfriend, and he didn't hit like it was supposed to. I guess he, you know, expected, you know, flowers, hearts, and he got the throw-up emoji.
Yeah, the green emoji with a person is like they got something in their mouth.
Y'all do have it hard, though, because men can't send the photo to the group chat and be like, y'all, look at this first. Like, girls can do that.
Y'all do that to each other?
I mean, it depends on how crazy the photo is, but girls can do that. I just thought about that, because why would he send that? He didn't have no inner voice, no friends.
Yeah, no inner voice, no friends, man. It's the same inner voice that tells him, go to the fridge, go to the fridge, go to the fridge.
Yo, more, shut up, man.
More. Don't listen to that voice.
Let's go to the phone lines. What's wrong with him, man? 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
I'm Kaya. OMG, I'm so excited.
Kaya.
Hey, Kaya. What's happening to you?
Good morning, y'all. I listen to y'all every morning.
Thank you, Kaya.
But so the worst response I've ever gotten was none. Like, I sent news to my baby daddy, and he was like, well, I see you every day. Like, it's not special.
Damn. God damn. Man, that's horrible.
So he responded, I see you every day, or he didn't say anything?
He didn't say anything. So when I seen him in person, he was like, like, yeah, I seen him. I was like, did you see my pictures? And he was like, yeah, I seen him, but I see you every day.
Girl, no. Y'all still together?
No. Okay, not at all.
let me tell you something, Queen. I'm glad that you said y'all not together no more, because what I was going to tell you is you just wasn't one of his favorites, because
I was about to say
Avengers. No, I'm going to tell you, I've seen Avengers Endgame a million times. I've seen Boys in the Hood a million times. I've seen Lion King a million times. Every time Ricky gets killed, I get the same feeling. Every time Mufasa gets killed, I get the same feeling. Every time, you know, Falcon says cap on your left, I get the same feeling. I'm excited. I'm happy to see it. I'm like, ooh, if he ain't giving you that, he tired of that movie. You ain't one of his favorites.
No, not at all. He was over it.
Okay, wow. Yeah. I'm so glad you made it out of that situation. Was it a good nude? Like, was it like the angles was hitting and all that? Because just in case.
Yes. Okay. I thought it was good. I got that belly down.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. After the baby's got the belly down, sent the nude. You know, sometimes these men don't know what they got. It's okay.
Have you hired more?
Resend the same nude to somebody better.
True.
Other people love it.
Love that,
so
for
it's
you.
Okay. Have you he hi- just have loves
you,
it the one.
Have you hired more security for your club? You gotta hire more security for your club, because you just can't have people shooting your club up.
You said no?
Literally. No one's shooting up that club. No more.
That's right. You need to be proper pat downs from now on before you let people in your club.
Proper pat downs.
That's right. Have a blessed day.
Metal detectors in your laundry is crazy.
You gotta have them.
Hello, who's this?
Jill.
Who?
All right, brother. Now, you sent a picture to somebody that you didn't get the reaction you wanted?
Yeah, man, I didn't get the reaction I wanted, man. It was actually kind of weird for me.
What'd you send, brother?
What happened?
Basically, you know what I'm saying? I'm like 225, you know what I'm saying? Slim fat, you know what I'm saying?
How tall are you? How tall are you? How tall are you? How tall are you?
Oh, six.
Oh, yeah, you ain't that big.
No, you're not that big, brother.
Exactly. But I ain't in shape either.
Yeah, you like the new Tahoe. Like how the new Tahoe look?
The new Tahoe. You should make that your Instagram bio.
The old Lincoln.
Yes, sir. Now, what happened now? You sent the nude.
Yeah, I sent it. Her reaction was, oh, that's sexy. I like it.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
The problem is, I know you're lying. Like, we've been messing around with each other for a minute now. So for you to just lie to my face like that, I can't believe nothing.
You're dealing with imposter syndrome, King, man. She clearly likes you. You say y'all was messing around, so she clearly likes messing with you. And you sent her a nude, she finds you sexy. She finds you attractive, man. She got more confidence than you.
So women like the dad bod?
Yes. She might like yours. What angle did you send her? What did you say? Like, what was the angle?
Oh, you know, I had my duck face styrofoam going.
She got more confidence in you than you got in yourself.
Okay.
She got more confidence in you than you got in yourself, man. You need to believe in yourself the way she believe in you, man. You sexy, King.
Charlamagne, I want you to say that to him one more time. Tell him again.
He's sexy, King. You got to believe in yourself.
Envy, you really be jealous a little bit.
And by the way, she likes what she sees. That's all that matters, brother.
There you go.
That's why I'm still rocking with him.
Oh, y'all still together?
Y'all
still?
Charlamagne, tell me something.
Shut up. I ain't talking to you. Y'all still together like Lauren just asked?
Are we engaged?
Oh, y'all engaged?
How long y'all been engaged for?
A couple months.
Oh, okay.
Man, you winning, man. You right. Winning. Where you at? Where you living
you
at?
Are, brother.
Hey, Sam, man.
Oh, you in Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, you winning, man. Y'all got you a nice 2-bedroom somewhere. You probably got you a Hellcat. You know what I mean?
He got a backyard, too.
Y'all living life. You got a backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You got your fiance. Live, King.
Well, yeah.
Live, King.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend, man.
Be crazy, eh?
All right.
Your response.
Charlamagne, tell me something, man. You just told that man he's sexy. Tell me something.
Man, shut up. Lauren, what we got in the rumor report? Listening to this.
Nope. Don't tell me something. I want to hear something. Yeah, I want to hear something on this Friday.
It was on my paper that I can't proceed until you tell Envy something.
Something.
About how sexy he is.
Lauren, look. Look, Lauren.
Did you gloss your lips?
Call the police.
What just happened here?
Call the police. Lauren, call the police.
The
Lauren.
Level of like...
Lauren, call the police.
Why am I calling the police?
You see this man?
What did he do?
He made me feel uncomfortable.
I'm sure we do. We're going to go to, speaking of uncomfortable situations, and sometimes comfortable, Usher's Las Vegas residency. You know, that had
lying. Hold up. We got Pastor Ox coming up.
Oh, we don't.
Oh, that's right.
You know what threw you off? It's a sexy...
It was not no sexy.
Yeah, once you start calling people sexy.
What threw me off is you don't have my back.
Right.
And you seeing this man sexually harass me, Lauren. Okay?
Well,
that is not true.
I had your back when he put up the 5 fingers and you were here for a moment traumatized.
Yes.
And now I think, you know, you're sending it back his way.
That is not true.
It's equal.
Nope.
I'm an equal opportunist.
Nope.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.